Admirers of the pint-sized 84-year-old Supreme Court Justice know her as the notorious RBG, and Ginsburg did not disappoint while speaking to an auditorium filled with a few hundred law students at Roger Williams University. The expansion of legal rights over time for women, blacks, gays, and other groups was a common theme in Ginsburg's remarks.
Think of how it was in the beginning, in 1787, when the original Constitution was adopted. It starts out, we the people. And who are we the people in 1787? White, male, and property owners.
Ginsburg says America remains marked by racial segregation, but she says the composition of we the people has grown over time.
So it now includes the people left out at the beginning, people who were held in human bondage. Native Americans were not counted in we the people, and half the population, women. So the idea of an embracive society that not simply tolerates but appreciates differences, I think, is what has made our nation great.
Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court by former President Bill Clinton in 1993. She says a ruling expanding gay rights was one of the most impactful cases during her time on the bench. Ginsburg talked about her odd couple-style friendship with the late conservative justice Antonin Scalia. She also steered clear of making remarks about President Trump, even when U.S. Appeals Court Judge Bruce Selya made a good-natured attempt to draw Ginsburg out on the subject.
Kate McKinnon, who portrays you on Saturday Night Live, has pictured you as a vitamin-chugging, weightlifting person who is determined to survive the Trump administration.
Ginsburg responded by saying how the comedian McKinnon has the same last name as a legal scholar who helped make the law of sexual harassment in the workplace. The justice received applause throughout her dialogue with Judge Selya. That included when she described feeling fine after having faced two bouts with cancer. Ginsburg was also asked about the bitter hyper-partisanship that has gripped Washington for years. In some cases, judicial appointments have been blocked by partisan politics. Ginsburg responded by saying it will take great leaders to move the country past that kind of hyper-partisanship. But she points to how the U.S. overcame the McCarthy witch hunts of the 1950s, and she says she's optimistic that American politics will eventually regain more civility. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.